Time to meet our next contestant in the $40,000 Rock Girl Search, Ashley G. Hey, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Welcome.
Thank you.
To the Thunderdome.
I have to say I'm amazed that all of the Rock Girl finalists, when they come in here, have like full faces of makeup on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got the winged eyeliner and everything.
This is like my bedtime, actually. So my schedule's opposite of everybody, so after this, I'm going to go home and go to bed.
Are you third shifter?
Yes, I am.
Where do you work? And you have to say the business, but what do you do?
I work in the ER as a nurse.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I knew that
current Rock Girl Ashley.
Yeah. Okay, good for you. Mm-hmm. Like a registered RN?
Yeah, and I actually...
CNA?
I'm a RN. I got my BSN, so a bachelor's.
What'd you call me?
Yeah.
Where do you work? What, Mercy, Methodist?
I work for Unity Point. I don't want to say exactly which one.
Oh, no, you don't have to. There's a bunch of, I was going to say herpes, but it's HIPAA.
Yeah.
You don't want to violate either one of those.
Right.
How long you been there in the ER field?
I've worked there for almost 4 years, but I've been a nurse there. I graduated in December, started in February, so a little less than a year.
You've probably seen some stuff, huh?
I've seen a lot of stuff.
Really? What's the worst?
She might not be able to say it.
Well, she can't just talk about, gunshots, stabbings, all that stuff.
I would say, we were just talking about this weekend, is people always ask, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen? And it's kind of hard to say, like, what's your definition of crazy? I mean, I've seen, like, shampoo bottles be put places they should never go.
People really love Pantene, man. They really love Pantene.
Yeah. You think Purell would be the way to go, though.
Purell.
Oh, no.
Hey-o. Yeah. Sorry, what?
No, you're good. Probably my favorite is when people go from death to life. Because then it's like, I did my job.
Not looking good and all of a sudden you and the medical team are able to turn them around.
Right.
I bet that's got to be like super satisfying.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
I like the shampoo bottle story better.
That's why I was like, it depends on your definition of crazy. You know?
That to me, I'm guessing that question for you as an ER nurse is probably like when I get asked, who's the best celebrity you interviewed?
Right.
And I never know what to say.
It's like, where do you start?
Yeah, it's like, I think probably the most memorable is Rob Zombie just because it was a S show. It was a train wreck.
Yeah. Or it's like when people ask Moose, like, what's your favorite thing about Nadia? And
yeah.
He's like, oh my God, that's
such
a long list.
There's at least two things.
She shows up, she breathes, and that's really it.
Ashley, she stocks the little snack cupboard over there. That's probably the best thing about
her. Yeah, the Morning Moose Snack Palace.
Ashley, you're a Cyclone fan.
Yes,
you
I
said
am.
You had some thoughts on the fine coming down on Iowa State about storming the field.
It really bothers me.
Why?
Because I feel like when we get a home win, that's kind of just what we do. You know, we storm the field. I've been a part of that, storming the field. It's like the greatest experience ever. Everybody's just so happy. I have never seen anybody be violent. And I think that that's what, I think West Virginia's just mad that
I know,
they lost.
It just, it sounds, it reeks of sour grapes. And you have a fairly big program like West Virginia. Yeah. They're not like Alabama big, but, you know, they're respected. And so they probably got the year of the Big 12. And Big 12's like, well, let's throw a fine at Iowa State.
Right.
Because
West
Virginia won't cry like a little bitch.
They were snitching.
Yeah, it's like, let us just have our fun. Enjoy the moment.
Well, the bottom line is nobody got hurt.
No.
And they have protocols in place for that specific thing. I don't know what the big deal is.
I know.
But anyway, moving on to other things. You want to be the rock girl. Why?
I want to be the rock girl for, seriously, like so many reasons.
Give me 42.
42. Okay. I can give you like a couple.
Okay. plus 40. I asked for 42.
Okay.
You need to deliver if you're going to be the rock girl.
Okay. I really like to challenge myself and push myself outside of my comfort zone. I think that's kind of a nurse's thing too. So this is a really cool, positive way for me to do that.
Yeah.
You're shy? Are you shy?
I wouldn't say I'm shy. Just because of work, too, helps me. I see and talk to anybody, everybody. I have to be able to make a conversation. So, yeah. No, I wouldn't say I'm shy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and I mean, that's not a disqualifier by any means. Because we've had people or rock girls who were kind of little, you know, guarded initially, but then it came out of their shell and became a very vocal, some would say annoying type of person.
Is that a personal dig at me?
Why is it always about you? It's not always about you, Nadia.
I don't know. As soon as you say annoying, I'm like, about Tom, Ashley. This is thinking about me.
So, I forgive me. I think I saw you at the Iowa Wild.
Yes.
Did you have any trouble getting people to donate monies for the costumes for kids?
Actually, no, not really. A couple people were like, oh, we're already season ticket holders. So,
yeah.
You know, and I was just like, okay, whatever.
Well, you should have gone with the line I used quite a bit last year. Said, oh, you hate children. That's what I'm getting out of this.
Well, so I actually was only able to be there for like 30 minutes because I had to go to work after that. But before I left, my little bucket had like $65 already. So I was like, cool. You know, I was happy for that because...
Mine had 67.
67? Okay, well, you beat me then.
Yeah. I'm the champion.
Okay. Well, not everything's about you, man. It's about Ashley.
I'm sorry, it's about Nadia.
No, it's about Ashley, about us.
Yeah. All right, Ashley. Well, good luck in the $40,000 Rock Girl search.
Thank you.
Of all the prizes, which one are you most looking forward to winning if you win?
This is a tough question. I mean, obviously, I really want the money, but I love traveling, so I'm really excited for the trips.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But the money would help pay my student loans for school. So
yes.
Yeah. Student loans.
Boy, that's a nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll compare who's more in debt.
Okay.
Okay.
Ashley G in the $40,000 Rock Girl search. Good luck to you on your quest.
Thank you.
Are you going to be at Machine Head on Thursday?
Yes, I will.
It's a 7 p.m. show. Don't you have to work?
No, not on Thursday. I have weekends. I work weekends only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Ashley will be there for, I'm guessing, the duration of the show.
Yes. I'm going to try to see the show, too. So.
You on the Slaughterhouse on Friday and Saturday?
I won't be there Friday because of work, but I will be there Saturday.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Ashley, good luck.